Bringing It Home with Sarah and Tennille. Sarah Wham says, you can have my credit card, but you cannot have my love.
Okay.
That is Credit Card Baby, and that is from 1984. I don't remember that one.
No, I don't either. The only Wham song I really know is Last Christmas.
I love that one. Yes. But this one's important because we're talking about credit cards, and this happens to be National Credit Education Month.
And this is so important that people understand, like, credit scores and how to get credit and why is credit important.
It's truly a hot topic because people are looking to shine up their credit. Since we've been talking about spring cleaning this month, our credit's another thing that we kind of need to dust off and shine up a little bit.
Right. So we've got a couple things to share with our listeners today that I think are beneficial to all of us.
Yes, because even if you're sitting there thinking, well, I'm not fixing to buy anything, why should I be worried about my credit report or my credit score? There are other things that take into account our credit than just big purchases.
Oh, absolutely. Some things that are affected can even like be your job.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you're applying for a job. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
You know, those kinds of things. So it's definitely something people need to have information about.
Insurance, you know, just random things that it didn't used to require a credit check for.
Right.
It now does.
Right.
Yes.
So we're going to dive into this. And one of the first things I want to share is how people can get their, pull their own credit report.
Yeah, because you need to know what's in it.
Yeah, I'm not talking about score. That's separate.
Right.
I'm talking about what is showing up in your credit report. And there are three major reporting bureaus that offer this. Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax.
Yes. And so each one is different.
Yeah,
even though you're one
range.
Person, even though you're one person, your three credit reports might look a little bit different.
That's
so
right.
It's important that you see all three. Now, you're entitled to get one from each of these three each year.
Correct.
But since COVID happened, you are allowed to get one from each one each week.
Which is crazy.
It's crazy. Now, we don't know how long that's going to go on.
Right. It's
but
a temporary
it's thing. Still going on as of right now. And we're going to give you the website to be able to go to in order to do that.
Yes. So the place to go, and don't listen to a lot of commercials on TV because it's a little misleading.
Yeah.
But the one place you can go to get a free credit report is annualcreditreport.com.
Yes.
I'm gonna say that again. Annualcreditreport.com. You can go in and request a free credit report from each of the bureaus that we just talked about.
You sure can. And that way you can look over if there are any mistakes. It gives you instructions for how to reach out and address those. And so you'll click on each one individually and you'll go from there.
Right. It's a great way too to make sure that there's no identity theft occurring because a lot of people don't know that it has happened to them until it's too late. So, mistakes, even if they have, like, my husband's name was misspelled on our mortgage. So we had to get that changed.
Yeah.
You know, so there things like that pop up. But it's really important for us to keep an eye on that and to know, like you're saying, so we can fix a change.
So even though we can't see our scores on these free credit reports, let's talk about scores because there is a range, okay? So scores can range from very poor, which would be like in the 300s all the way to about 580, you know, in that range. And then they go to excellent, which is like 800 to 850. And, you know, that is going to determine whether we get approved for some things and how much interest we're going to pay if we do get approved for some big purchases.
Right.
And, you know, we mentioned that jobs might run credit checks when they are trying to potentially hire people, insurance. It might actually make some life decisions for us.
Right, because that credit score tells them about your responsibility, your reliability, those types of things.
Yeah.
So let's think about what is going to affect my credit score.
Okay.
There's several things that we can talk about. The first one is the amount of debt that you carry. So paying off, like if you have a credit card, paying it off every month, not carrying debt on it. That will help improve this part of your score. And showing that you're reducing debt every month gradually, you know, maybe you're trying to pay a little bit off over time on several things, that shows progress.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's important.
And that shows that you are, you know, you're diving in and taking care of this debt.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they like to see that you've had some credit history for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, the older your credit is and the longer that it's been in a good place.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not just that you've had it, right. but it's been good. You've paid as agreed.
Right.
You've paid on time. That shows that you're reliable.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It also, things that can affect your credit score is if there are any reports to a collection agency.
Mm-hmm.
So, you want to notify the credit agency immediately if you find anything that's inaccurately reported on your credit report. Because the sooner, like, you handle it, the sooner you resolve that inaccuracy, the quicker the agency can fix it on your credit report, which affects your credit score. You also want to obtain a letter from the collection agency once you've been able to confirm the error and submit that to the credit bureaus.
Yeah, and if you do have a collection agency trying to contact you about an account, the best thing to do is to be able to deal with them directly and get it taken mm-hmm. care of so that it does not end up part of your credit report.
Right.
It's easier for you to kind of cut it off at the pass before
yes.
it gets to
you
that
deal with
place.
It. Don't just ignore it.
But one of the biggest things that affects our credit scores is having late payments. Mm-hmm. You know, anytime that we're making late payments on a credit card, a car loan, a mortgage payment, all those types of things, you know, it's going to show up. So paying early, on time, we recommend early because that way if something happens, you know, with the
right.
mail system, especially if you're still mailing payments, but
right.
even if you're paying online, you know, an easy way to do that is to set up a recurring bank draft. If that's mm-hmm. something you're comfortable doing, that way they'll automatically withdraw it. You don't have to worry about
that's right.
Being late.
And I will say, keep an eye on that because that happened to us one time. We mm-hmm. have a lot set up, just automatic drafts, and one of ours didn't go through.
Mm.
And we got a letter in the mail, and we were like, we pay that every month. And we look back, and for some, there was a glitch,
yeah.
and it didn't get paid. And we had paid it immediately once yeah. we, you know, discovered that it hadn't been paid. So we've got to also not just assume that yeah. it's being taken out.
You still got to be engaged.
Yes.
You still got to be engaged.
So another thing that can affect your credit score is the number of hard inquiries for credit. So this is like if you're going for a loan mm-hmm. for a home or a car, and they're going to check your credit score, right? So if
obviously.
You're shopping around, which we do recommend,
mm-hmm.
you know, every time that you get a check, an inquiry about you, that's going to ding your score a little bit. But if your credit is in good standing, these honestly don't have a significant impact on your credit score.
Right.
But if you're not, and they're seeing repeat checks or questions about it, that's kind of a red flag.
It is, because they look at, you've already got a lot of obligations that some of them are not being taken care of in
right.
a timely manner, and then they see you out trying to acquire new credit.
Yeah.
And so that's what kind of raises the red flag. And then they just look at the number of accounts that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know that impacts your credit score. You know, they just really look at, you know, how many accounts do you already have in addition
right.
to what you're trying to do with us.
Right, and they don't really like to see opening and closing frequently.
No.
You know, like applying for credit cards and then closing them over and over again.
Yeah.
That'll affect it for sure. So those are definitely things to consider that will affect your credit score. And those are all behaviors that we can control.
They are. So let's talk a little bit about what lenders look for when
okay.
they're deciding whether to approve me for that house or that vehicle or credit card, whatever it is.
Right. We call these the three C's of credit.
C's, okay.
All right. So the first one is capacity. And this is the amount of debt a borrower has relative to their income, okay? So it's basically their ability, their capacity to repay that debt.
So it's like basically just, can you afford it?
Right.
I mean, you may have every good intention in the world,
right.
but if they look at your income and they look at how much stuff you're already paying out every
mm-hmm.
month, can you afford to put me on that list is
right.
the question.
Like, am I going to get paid?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So an example would be an individual with debt payments that are a large percentage of their monthly income.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be less likely to take on more debt than someone that has debt payments that are a smaller percentage of their income.
Because there's just not a lot left.
No. Okay. And they don't want to be the one left not getting paid.
I don't want to be the one not getting paid. I right. understand. Yeah.
So the first C is capacity.
Okay.
The second is character. All right. Mm. So basically when you're talking about character and a credit score, your character is important because it indicates like your reputation for paying bills and debts based on what you've done in the past.
Yeah. And, you know, we talked about that long credit history being preferred. And so if they can see that I've had 2 years or 3 years that I've been paying my bills faithfully on time,
Yes. You
know, the amount that was due, then that says good things about my character.
Yes.
And if they look and they see that, well, she's got all these obligations, she hasn't been on time on any of them, she's gone over the limit on her credit cards, you know, she's... And you hate to say character because that makes it sound like you're a bad person, but they mean character in terms of just how you manage your credit.
Right. Your habits with your money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you're a bad person.
No, it does not.
Yeah. Sometimes our decisions just affect things.
Yeah. And life happens. Yes. Life happens. And sometimes, you know, they affect your ability to pay what you've been paying.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got capacity, we've got character, and now we've got collateral. All right. So collateral is property required by a lender or that can be offered by the borrower as a guarantee that this payment's going to happen on the loan I'm taking out.
So that one's pretty easy for a mortgage loan because you don't pay your house payment, they're going to take the house back.
Exactly.
All right. So that would be considered the collateral.
Right. Or a car.
A car
payment.
If you don't pay the car payment, they're going to repossess the car.
Other things that can fall into collateral can really include like any of your savings that you have or investments, or the value of the asset that you've purchased, like you're saying with the car, the house, in case you don't pay it back. So it's basically what all you have in that you own that can be used if you don't pay your bill, your monthly bill or loan payment.
Right. And I think it's important that, you know, each lender looks at things differently. And sometimes if you're really strong on two of the C's, they might, you know, kind of give you some wiggle room on one of them.
Right.
You know, there's no hard and fast formula. Each lender is going to have their own individual requirements.
They are. And kind of going back to the character, if you're working with a lender that knows you personally, that can make a difference because they may know your story.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes it's easier to work with people that are hometown, that know you, than it is, you know, an online banking institution that you're a number.
Yeah.
So.
And even looking back at character, you know, we didn't talk about your length of employment or how long you've been at your current address, but all of those things kind of factor in as well.
Yes.
It's just kind of them getting to know you and your habits.
Right.
You know, if you tend to work a job and you're there 6 months and then you're gone and you're somewhere else for six months and you're gone, you know, they may fear that you won't be working, you know,
and able to
steadily.
Pay them.
Yeah. Yeah, so they consider all kinds of things.
So before you go, you know, applying for a loan or anything like that, you want to check your credit report, make sure there's no problems. If there are, address them. And then you want to consider your three C's of credit. You know, what is your capacity, character, and collateral look like? Because those are what the lender is going to be talking to you about.
Yes, and use National Credit Education Month to pull your credit reports from annualcreditreport.com.
Absolutely.
While it's free every week, you don't need to pull it every week, I don't guess, but, you know, make sure that you're keeping track of that. And the best way to protect your credit, stay away from those credit card babies that Wham is talking about.
Yes.
Stay away.
Yes, protect yourself with,
yes.
you know, it's your money.
It is.
So, and your name. So protect it.
Yes. Thank you all for listening. And in the words of Bob Marley, live the life you love.
And love the life you live.